murder of a drive-by. And even if I get away from them drive-by suckers, I still gotta worry about them brothers. I keep on
living, yep.
And I keep on living. But fools are the same for watch the Brooklyn. I gotta keep my faith in my people. But sometimes my people be acting like they evil. You don't understand about money.
Hell yeah. Yep.
Can't help me if you can't help yourself. You better make a layup.
Right here. All right. Yeah, it's a hot day, of course. I guess it is true. Texans always just be like, you know, saying the obvious shit. It's a hot one, huh? Yeah, you know, next week is probably going to be hot, too. Mm-hmm. I hear it's going to rain. Well, we'll see. Dude, it's so silly, the small talk people get into. And I catch myself doing it if I really try. You know, there's like a cute girl. And I'm like, fuck, what do I say? I'm not in school. I'm not a very good orator. So I go to the same old bullshit, you know, that everyone says, you know. And how long you here till? When are you off? Everyone wants to know that, right? What time are you off? Now, if I really, like, did a deep dive on it, people want to know that so they know that you're gone by that, you know, that by that time. At least that's the case for me, you know. Yeah, I see someone, I'm like, hey, I want to know how long they're going to be there. That way I can stop, you know, I guess looking for them later. I don't know. In case I need to tell them something important. Oh, you're out at 6:30? Okay. That way I know at 6:30, stop looking around like a dumbass. They're gone. Or maybe that's just the... I don't know. I think really it's just the go-to thing. It's something everyone has in common, you know? It's not like, you know, you could go to a stranger. Hey, how was the drive? I don't drive. I took the bus. How dare you? I'm offended. No, everyone gets off. Eventually. Coming in at a close second is, what time did you get here? Oh, it's early. Oh, man. Oh. And it's fine if you're a normal person and you want to just pass the time and just, it's whatever. It's just an observation. Dickhole Allen is just complaining about things everyone does. Look at, you know, classic Allen. He don't want to be like everyone else, right? He wants to be unique, you know? He doesn't want to say, oh, what time are you here till? He wants to say something unique, but he can't come up with anything unique, so he has to just stand silent awkwardly in the elevator and just kind of look down. It's very annoying. It's very frustrating as being Alan is just, it's frustrating socially. I don't mind my life. I like it. At the time being, you know, I'm not saving the world. You know, I just go to work and make enough money to get by. Maybe, you know, hopefully save some, but it never quite works out. I go home, you know, play my video games, and then I go out and hang out with some friends and sing some songs. That's pretty much my life, really. And people ask me, what you been doing lately? I'll tell them, it's not much. And I guess I don't really have too much family. I don't really go out with family, or, you know, I'm not dating anyone. So it's just, it's kind of at a, you know, it's relatively just the same old bullshit. And that's usually my answer to that. Like, what you been up to? Well, same old bullshit. So, which is the truth. What do you expect? Anything new happen? Anything exciting? What you getting into this weekend? Anything going on, Alan? Nope. No. But no, there are exciting things. They're little things that no one cares about, but they're exciting. You know, like I'm going back to the lake tomorrow. That's exciting, I think. I'm going to try some shroom tea. We'll see how that works out. I know everyone's going to bring their little playlist and play some boring, trippy music. I'm just going to play Indigata Da Vida. It just makes sense, you know? I'm going to play the whole song front to back. And whatever, you know? Maybe I'll have headphones so I don't bother anyone. People say, you know, people trying to get my attention. Alan. And, you know, meanwhile, I'm just listening to fucking Indigata Da Vida. Full blast in my ear. Like, oh, shit. Staring at a rock or something. I don't know. Or not. I think we're just going to try to be chill. We're not going to be too rambunctious. Although, I'll bring my Nintendo Switch. Maybe I could play some Super Mario World. Squeeze in some Yoshi's Island. I don't know. Probably not, though. I'll probably just be drinking, if I'm being honest. Who knows? You know, you'll go ahead and chime in the comments below. What beer or beverage would you drink at a lake? Just floating in a lake all day and enjoying the day. What would you do? What would you do? Wasn't that show, the host of that show, What Would You Do? Isn't that like some Mexican dude from San Antonio? He's got a very San Antonio vibe. I'm pretty sure he's from San Antonio. I always wondered if they caught me on one of those shows and I'm in some fucked up situation or like, you know, it reminds me of when I was at Six Flags working at the Wiggles, back when they had the Wiggles World. I was at the Wiggles gift shop just jamming out to some fruit salad and Big Red Car and all them other classic hits. Drumming on my desk with a pen and a, you know, a plastic lid. And yeah, you see little fat kids in their little swimming trunks just run by. I want to say one was holding an ice cream cone, but I think that was just like, that's just like a made up. It just makes it funnier, you know, because, you know, they're running around, the ground's slippery and wet, and one of them just fucking fell, like Peter Griffin style. Flat face, boom. And dude, it took every fiber of my being to not crack up, to not laugh. It was funny. Little fat kid falling is funny, all right? So, you know, what if the fucking Alex Coniones or whatever his name is, Villarreal or some bullshit name, he comes out from around the corner, hey, I'm blah 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 blah, Trevino, you're on What Would You Do? Now, how come you didn't help that little fat kid after he fell? How come you didn't help him back up? And I gotta tell him, dude, it's an honor to meet you. I've seen a few of your episodes. Very thought-provoking. Makes me really rub my chin and think about shit. But, yeah, I just saw the kid fall. His mom was, like, 5 feet behind him, mom and sister in tow. They're gonna help him out. This kid needs to fall and learn his lesson. You don't run around in a fucking water park like a little dumbass. That's what I tell this Alex Trevino guy, Quiones or Zapeda or whatever the fuck his name is. I don't even know if his name is Alex. It's probably Bill. I don't know. You know, fuck it, I'd like to host that show. Just fucking rat people out. Like, hey, that girl with the mini skirt, she's bending over to tie her shoes, and you kept looking up her fanny. You were looking at her pee lips. Now, what do you have to say for yourself? Hey, man, I thought it was one of them TikToks, you know, them girls that walk around and someone's filming it and they're bending over and she's lifting her skirt and showing her butt cheeks, making them clap and shit. I thought it was one of those, so I thought I'd just play along and just, like, you know, bulge my eyes out of my skull and make a hand motion like I'm going to grab it while licking my lips. I didn't know this was What Would You Do. Man, this is an honor. I watch your show all the time. Me and my kids, we tell ourselves, man, what would we do? But shit, you got me. Man, that girl has a nice butt, though, man. What's her name? What's her Instagram? What's her TikTok? What's her OnlyFans? Yeah, I'd be doing shit like that, just, you know, getting people in trouble. There was one that I thought was crazy. It was like a kid in the restaurant, and I think the father or mother or whatever was, like, berating the kid about some bullshit, and the people in the other tables are listening, and they just, like, or maybe the kid was the asshole in the situation. I don't remember. I think he had a video game, and then the mom took away the video game, and he's like, "Mom, why are you being a fucking bitch, man? Why are you being stupid, you dumb whore?" And he's just being, like, rude. I think one guy stood up, and then the music, the triumphant music came on, and then the guy goes up to the little kid, "Hey, you need to treat your mother with some respect, man." And then Alex Quiñones walks out, hey, I'm Alex Zapeda Villarreal Hardburger. You stood up when nobody else did. All these cowards in this restaurant, all these fucking yellowback motherfuckers, You stood up, and you gathered your courage and to tell this little kid to fuck off and stop talking shit to his mom. What's your name? You should be proud of yourself. Look in the camera. America's watching. Oh, shit. I'm on TV? Oh, shit. I just want to tell this kid to fuck off, man. I didn't know. Oh, man. Yeah, that kid's a little bastard, but... Oh, man, I was just trying to impress the mom because she's kind of fine, you know. I was just like, I thought she's kind of cute. She's in her 40s, but, you know, she still got it going on. And then I come out the back. Like, hey, I'm Alex. I'm Alan Leo, so I'm from the My Balls Itch What Would You Do series. I noticed you're sexually objectifying the mother here. You're commenting on the size of her breasts. Now, you're on camera. Look at the camera. And, yeah, all these other people in the restaurant are respecting her and not commenting on how fucking fine and cute she is for her age. And you're coming out just being a weirdo, man. What do you have to say for yourself? Oh, man, you got me, man. Oh, shit. Oh. And then me and fucking Alex Quiñones are looking at each other like, you know, just mean mugging each other while the guy's trying to, like, talk shit about the kid but also hit on the mom. He doesn't know which camera to look into. He's just, like, scared. And you got the clinking of plates and shit and coffee mugs in the background, just kind of giving it a, you know, a soundtrack. And, yeah, that's, That'd be pretty dope, though, man. Hit me up, NBC or ABC or whatever. Fuck it. I'll go on Lifetime. I don't care. Somebody hire me. I'll be a host of a reality show like that. Now, I know I said at the beginning of this episode that I'm not good at talking to people, or confrontations, saying things. But give me a script or something, and I'll do a show like that. Maybe I could just do it with my phone, right? I could just or buy a camera from Best Buy or something. We'll do some. Yeah, I could do it. I could do it. Yeah. Anyways, you're probably wondering, what are you drinking? What's today's drink? It's just a Monster. Apparently, I bought a Monster last night. I came home from this. We went to Martini Club. Adam and the band. We're playing a very groovy set. Everyone's dancing. All these older folks. I was the youngest one there. I felt like a little baby. I was throwing out all the dance moves. I brought my dancing shoes. I didn't bring my boots. It's like Rock Lee or Piccolo style. You know, you take off the boots and like you're 50 pounds lighter, so you could just do all kinds of cool kicks. So I was doing that, and you know how it goes. You have some drinks, and I remember most of the night. But no, I remember going to QT afterwards. Me and Adam stopped by QT. I ordered a sandwich, apparently, because I was really hungry. And Adam's like, shit, they got food here? I'm like, nah, man, they're closed. And he's like, nope. And he points at the girl. I thought it was a guy. I couldn't tell. I honestly couldn't tell. It doesn't really matter. It was a person. It was a dude. And they were behind the counter. And oh, my God, my radio's still on. Show enough, someone was behind the fucking kitchen area at the QT, heating up some foods. Nah, I had a really nice, delicious, it was like a little Italian Subway style, like, sandwich, which was really fucking good. I'm gonna go back to QT and order more, but I ate half of it last night in a drunken stupor. I spilled Dr. Pepper all over my bed. I take off the bed sheet. And, yeah, I wake up and there's like a puddle of Dr. Pepper on the floor and there's mustard on my beard and half the sandwich was still there on the fucking tray. And then I'm like, oh man. And apparently I also bought some Cheeto Puffs. So, I was like, oh, okay. It's always good when you're drunk and past drunk Alan leaves it a nice treat for future hungover Alan. That's always a good thing. It's better that than, you know, could be worse, right? Could be, you know, like, oh man, you were hitting on so-and-so. What the fuck, Alan? I'm like, what? Oh, Alan, you stole a pickle from the pickle jar at the hot dog stand. I did what? Oh, Alan, dude, what did you do? Why did you do that last night? What did I do? Shit like that, man. I gotta stay away from. But no, I had fun. I had to check my bank account, though. I didn't know how much fucking money I spent, man. Luckily, I have a little bit left for my lake trip. Still don't know what to drink. Hit the comments below. Hit the smash the like button or whatever. I don't think this app has that bullshit. I'm not on YouTube. I mean, not. This isn't on YouTube. But if I do put on YouTube, yeah, smash all the buttons. Or not. I don't care. Don't smash. Why are people smashing buttons, man? Just click it. Just tap it with your finger or whatever. These people are too extra these days. So we're 18 minutes in. I thought I'd finally get to the subject. Hurricane Ida. Well, let me take a drink of my ice cold Monster. I'm almost done with it. Don't worry, guys. Oh, I'm almost done. Hold on. All right. That's very helpful. I never thought of utilizing my radio for whenever I'm drinking something. I could just turn the volume up. Like, hold up, guys. Okay. Anyways, Hurricane Ida. I don't know. I don't have anything to say about the hurricane itself. It's a category 6,000 or whatever. It's going to ruin Louisiana and Tennessee. And I really, you know, thoughts and prayers, you know, hot hose over there and prayers to everyone over there. But what I really have a bone to pick with is those fucking people, these brave Dwayne The Rock Johnson-ass wannabe fucking reporters. They get in their little raincoat, right? And they get their waterproof camera. And poor camera guy, too. He's got to stand out there, too. Unless they're strapping the camera down onto a fucking, you know, light post or whatever. These people go out into the middle of the hurricane. And they're like, oh, I'm out here. This storm has only started. It's only just begun. It hit land, landfall, it hit land, and And it's all here. As you could tell, the wind is blowing really hard. It's blowing so hard, the rain's going sideways. And if you look behind me, things are blowing in the wind. They're going, man, this wind is strong. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, dude, I'm not impressed. Go inside. It's 2022. Send a robot out there. You're not... First of all, I don't want to be looking at this hurricane. I mean, show footage of the hurricane. It's always fun to look at footage of strong winds, I guess. You know, palm trees just blowing sideways. It looks like a fucking, I don't know what, like a... Just, you know what I mean. Trees going to the side. And all these businesses and houses are being ruined. These poor people. I did see a badass. You want to talk about badasses? Fuck those news reporters. Yesterday, I'm heading out, and they got the news on at work. So, you know, I'm in the break room, and that's the only real way I'm keeping up with this shit. And there was this little guy in Tennessee. This place is flooded already. I'm like, what the fuck? Tennessee's flooded already? And this dude, this badass, I'm assuming it's a dude or a chick, I don't know, it doesn't matter, some dude, in a tiny red helicopter, just flying around Tennessee, rescuing people from rooftops, because they can't swim or whatever. And I'm like, whoa, that's cool. And it wasn't some big, like, you know, obnoxious helicopter, like, blowing everything away. It was like a cool little, like, tiny red helicopter. It was just hovering next to the people ever so, like, I don't know. It looked science fiction, man. I was really impressed by the helicopter. And I couldn't tell if it was picking up people one by one, because it didn't look like more than three people could fit inside that little helicopter. So I didn't stick around for the whole story, but it was just showing the helicopter kind of hovering over the house, and then it'll like lower, and the people are on top of the roof, and they're just kind of standing there. They didn't really look urgent at all. I think they're just chilling, really, to be honest. And my coworker, why can't they just swim? And I'm like, come on, man. You gonna swim in that water, man? Come on. It's Tennessee. Come on, man. I thought it'd be cool, though, if they... I wouldn't be mad if they did this. Instead of picking me up... Because, I mean, if there's a storm coming, I wouldn't want to be in a helicopter, if I'm being honest. I was just waiting for the helicopter to fucking snag off of something and then boom, you know? But... No, if the helicopter flew over and dropped off like a raft or something. It sounds fucked up, you know, it looks like they're going to save you. And then, like, you're expecting a ladder to drop down or them to lower and you jump in. But no, they're just like, they just drop a life raft or a fucking, like, just a vest. Like, and... That's if you catch the goddamn thing. Like, what if you miss and it lands in the water and then floats away? But yeah, I'd be fine. I'd be like, oh shit, thanks. And then I'd find my way home. I'd blow, you know, I'd go blowing on the raft or whatever. Or maybe it's one of those self-inflatable ones from the airplanes or whatever. And I need to take one of those to the lake, man. That'd be cool. Just a little raft, a little boat. With a little oar, I have a little oar. I'm just like, you know, that'd be cool. I'm gonna look into that. Where was I though? Yeah, I'll just, you know, make the little raft and kind of get my people in there, and just kind of, yeah, float to safety. I'm trying to think if that would happen here. There's a lot of underground shit underneath the store, so I don't think it'll flood to the point of you know, the store getting flooded. It's kind of like above on a hill or whatever. So, which means if we did start flooding, everyone's gonna be coming to Central Market to try to seek refuge. And I'm like, oh man, how am I going to get home? Alan, you got to stay here and help. Alan, you got to stay. Alan, the whole city's flooded. And everyone's stuck here in Central Market. And you, if you could just stay here and help pass out the food and water to all these survivors. And can you please just stay? We're HEB partners. We got to help out the community. No, man, I got to go home. I got to make sure my PlayStation is safe. I got to make sure the dog is safe. I got a lot of responsibilities at home. And then fucking Alex Quiñones walks out of the fucking bathroom. Alan, I heard you you didn't want to stay and help the community. Hey, look at the camera. You're on what would you do? You wanted to go home and abandon your partners here. What do you have to say for yourself? I'm like, fuck off, Alex Trebek. No, don't fuck off, Alex Trebek. Rest in peace. I need to find the name of this dude. Oh, fuck it, man. I'm going to use the power of technology to look on the Google. Let's see. Hold on, I'm going to do some searching. What would you do? Cast. Okay, what would you do? I've seen his picture everywhere, but hold on, what would you do? 2008. Oh, come on, where the fuck is it? Actor. What would you do? Oh, God, hold on. A social experiment show which takes controversial situations to the streets of America to see how everyday citizens will react. Alan, you need to stay and save lives. Oh, fuck. Okay, it's still not... God damn it. Oh. You know, I'm just... Host. Let me just type in host. Jeez, this shouldn't be so, it shouldn't be so hard. Okay. I was right. Oh no, I was half right. It's John Quiñones. I got Quiñones right. Quiñones or whatever. Oh man, that's crazy. I at least knew that part, I guess. So it's not Cepeda, it's not Villarreal. It's not definitely not Trebek. I don't know why I kept getting Alex, though. John Quiñones is host of What Would You Do? Author, broadcast journalist, and motivational speaker. He looks like a cool dude, though. You look at pictures of him. He's standing next to a scale. Is he a lawyer? That's kind of cool. I don't know what he is. It kind of looks like my old manager, Patrick. But yeah, I think he's the perfect host for that show, because if it was some, like, I don't know, I feel like if it was some weird white dude, you'd be like, what the fuck do you know, man? You don't know what it's like. You know, George Stephanopoulos, look at you in your suit, you white bastard. But no, it's John Quiñones coming out like, hey, I'm just someone you'd see at a grocery store. Or maybe I'm serving you tacos, or maybe I'm just, you know, at the bank making sure your bank loan goes through. You know, I'm just an honest, humble looking man with a great smile and a nice fit suit. But I earned this suit. If you had a suit like mine, what would you do? So, yeah, that guy's pretty cool, man. Hopefully, I want to host a show of some kind. I thought about doing the podcast where I'm at a desk and people come on like it's a show. I might do that still. In fact, there's a couple of episodes on video I still haven't released to the public where I'm hosting the you know, the show, the podcast show, and it's very embarrassing. It's one of those things, like, what do you call it, body, what's the opposite of body positivity? Dysmorphia or whatever, I don't know, but it looks terrible. But I want to do it, though. I want to set up a little desk or something and just maybe do video podcasts once I start, you know, doing the show, not this shit. So I'm 30, I'm over 30, okay, I gotta get back. This was my lunch break, guys. Thanks for joining me. And to all of those hurricane reporters, stay inside, man. Stay in the van. Just be safe, man. This world is going upside down, man. Tits up, man. You got Afghanistan's trying to escape their own country because a bunch of Neanderthal motherfuckers are, you know, can't get out of the fucking dark ages and want to do some stupid bullshit, and we got to deal with that. And we got to deal with COVID because, whatever, that's a thing still. And fuck, you know? But, alright, guys, well, thanks for joining me. It's hot. I'm going to go inside and chug some water and pick up some trash bags, you know? Yeah, see ya!